숨지도 펴지도 못해 네만 손끝에 네만 손끝에 거울 잡혔네 속이 잡혔네 날 찾아줘 제발 제발 이제 달고 싶어
Bottom. Don't touch that dial. Keep it locked.
I love this young people's music.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Hey, everyone. You're listening to the WONI Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, February 9th at 5 p.m., join the Gender Equality and Rights Society for their Love You Tote Much tote-making event in Human Ecology Room 216. At 9 p.m. in Hunt Waterfront, see Victoria Vincent at Chuck's Comedy Club. Tickets available online. On Tuesday, February 10th at 6 p.m., join the Jewelry Making Club for their Seeing Eye to Eye Bracelet Making event held in the Butternut Valley Room in Hunt Union. Later, head to Trivia Tuesday at 9 p.m. in Red Dragon Theater. On Wednesday, February 11th at 3 p.m., head over to the Butternut Valley Room for Art and Advocacy Poster Making. On Thursday, February 12th at 5:30 p.m., join Adios for their Corazones y Colores San Valentin-themed event in Fitzell, Room 303. This has been your WONI Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week. Stay warm out.
Welcome back. Just a reminder, you're listening to WONI 90.9 FM, Miscellaneous Music. I'm DJ Lonnie. Welcome to Hour 2 of Miscellaneous Music, special Valentine's Day edition. Except it's not actually Valentine's Day, it's just Valentine's Day week. And I'm a really big fan of Valentine's Day. We're actually a It's not even the 10th. Like, we're not even 4. We're still a hardcore 5 days away from Valentine's Day. But in my mind, it's Valentine's week. Because I love... Valentine's Day is my favorite holiday, guys. I love Valentine's Day. Anyways. So, yeah. We're reaching the... It's actually... It's so fun that literally for the first half of the show was my leftovers from last week. And this week, we're getting to our... We're getting to our Valentine's Day song. So, I'm really excited. But let's talk about Maze in the Mirror before we get straight into that. Oh, my God. Maze in the Mirror is easily the greatest song ever created, probably ever. You guys didn't hear me, nor did you see me, but I sang that whole thing. I love that song. Vocals there, production there, lyrics there. Like, it's so good. And, like, I think it's such an interesting thing to, like, listen to, like, songs in another language and, like, see the translated version. Because, unfortunately, what sucks is that when things are in a different language, there just won't ever be a way to have it perfectly translated to really, like, convey the true emotions behind the lyrics wrote. But just, like, the lyrics of the song just really, really good. Like, I really love TXT, guys. Like, it's so good. Anyways, Since this is the Valentine's Miscellaneous Music episode, we had to start the hour off with some Blue Valentine by NMIX. As we do know, I have been really into NMIX recently. I think they are crazy good. That's all I gotta say. I think they're crazy good. If this love is over, insane, honey, closer. No spoilers, guys. I obviously had to start off the Valentine's Day Hour with Blue Valentine. I really, really like the song. I just think it's really good. The music video is really good. I've really been on my NMIX stuff recently, except I don't know any of their names besides Lily. I'm sorry. I only know Lily. These girls, just their music they're putting out, banger after banger after banger. Count one, Guilty. Count two, Guilty. It's so good. We're just going to jump straight into it. This is going to be Blue Valentine by NMIX. And make sure you listen to Peek. Why is it starting already? Wait, stop. I'm not ready. Okay, and let's do it. You always be my blue Valentine. You always be my blue Valentine. Guys, that song's really good. That song's really good. It's really just that good. It's that girl. It's that good. Wow. That was on Blue Valentine by NMIX. Like I said, I've been really feeling the girls recently. Really like them. Guys, I got an email that just literally ruined my whole day. Oh my gosh. Not actually. It's fine. But I was told something that wasn't true. Now it's messing up my plans. Those who know, I guess. But yeah, that song's really, really good. I am really, really obsessed with it. And I think that if you're like, I need to tap into some real, like some real, I think what I really like about, I think this Blue Valentine is one of their songs that's more like steady. Like it stays the same kind of the whole time. I really like NYX's music because they always have like type of like change in their songs. Like you have like the NYX change up, but like they don't always say that. But then there's always like the song doesn't always stay, like the beat doesn't always stay the same. If that makes sense, you know, like it always kind of changes a bit. So, excuse me. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. So yeah. That was Valentine by NYX. Oh, I had a question. Okay, wait, no, not a question, but more like me talking to you. Anyways, so as we know, Valentine's Day is one of my favorite holidays. So yeah, I was gonna say, like, I hope you all do something fun, like for Valentine's Day, Valentine's weekend. If you have a partner, do something with your partner. If you have friends, just with your friends. If you're with your family, just with your family. Like, I think that, like, Valentine's Day gets such a bad rap of being, like, just, like, a couple holiday when it's literally not. It literally is not. Like, love is, there's so many forms of love. Like we as a society have to remove our minds from just thinking about love as, like, romantic. Because love is literally in everything. Love is platonic. Love is familial. Like, love is romantic. Like, love can be literally anything. Like, everything and everything. And so, yeah, I hope that everyone's doing something nice for Valentine's Day. Like, me and my friends are planning to go out to eat together, you know, just to hang out, to spend time together because we love each other. Yeah, I just think everyone should celebrate Valentine's Day. I just think no one should be sad on Valentine's Day, even if, like, you don't have anything. Like, just give some self-love. Like, I feel Valentine's Day is just such a fun holiday. Like, don't hide yourself from it. Like, don't get sad about it. Like, hang out with your friends, hang out with your family, hang out with your, like, anyone. Like, literally hang out with anyone. Like, you don't need a partner to enjoy Valentine's Day. I've always said this. I'm Valentine's Day number one, like, defender. Like, I really think it's such a cute holiday. And I really like pink and red and white and purple and all the colors. And I really like chocolate, so. But, yeah, I just think everyone should, like, hold their arms open, okay, for Valentine's Day more often. Everyone start being nicer now. But yeah, wait, hold on. I'm like doing maneuvers right now. Okay. But yeah, that was kind of just like my comment. I hope everyone has a really good Valentine's week. They have a lot of fun. And yeah, let's just get into the next song. This next song is by Twice, who I'm going to see in April in Boston, which I'm so excited about. I'm really, really excited. I've been looking at that. I've been locking into that set list somewhat. So this is from their Formula of Love album, which the title track was Scientist. Oh my gosh, LinkedIn, like, please stop emailing me. Like, I can't think about that right now. The song is Rewind. It's just so good. It's so good. I saw a clip of them singing it recently. What is happening? Why is LinkedIn, like, blowing up my phone? It's just really good. That's all I have to say about it. You just have to hear it for yourself, and we'll talk about it after. Let's lock in a peek. Is it playing? No.
So, 누구나 하는 그런 걸까 그래 그때는 참 그랬어 너를 미워할 수밖에 없었어 그렇게 견뎠어 난 모든 걸 다 줬지만 알고 싶지 않아 어떻게 지내는지
I don't have the vocal skills of Twice, of course, so I will not continue to sing that, but that song is just amazing. Oh God, it's really that, it's just so good. Like it's just really that good. Like wow. I go ship Chiana. Okay. Sorry, I just had to do some re-raging. So yeah, that was Remember Twice again from the Formula of Love, which is a Scientist title track. So good. I really like that song. I actually shout out to Michaela and Lily, who showed me the song because I think it was playing when we were driving back from Walmart Burger King. We went somewhere and we were driving back and we were all together and the song came on. I was like, the song's peak. And I think I was sitting in the front seat. That's all I remember. So yeah, shout out to my goats, Pila and Lily, who put me on to real peak. But yeah. Oh my gosh, guys, my test book got delivered. Maybe. Is this delivery update? Like, I'm scared. Guys, they just delayed my textbook for another week. I need this book. I'm so angry right now. I'm literally gonna have to email my professor and be like, what, guys? That just genuinely just ruined my whole life, bro. Oh my God. You're so useless. Oh my God, whatever. I'm so angry. I'm so mad right now. That class is already confusing enough, and I need the textbook. Whatever. It's fine. We're having a Valentine's Day show. Like, it's literally fine. And I'm an adult. Sorry. I'm doing too many things right now. But yeah, the next song is... Okay. This next song is Peak. I never play non-peak. Like, I've never played a bad song. And let's think about that. Like, I've really never done that. But this is Love Potion by Hasu. Guys, like, I'm really bad at pronouncing things. Like, I'm sorry. But this is, I believe, Hasu of Artemis. And this is her solo. I'm going to burp. Excuse me. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. Guys, I'm trying to find her name on Spinatron. Okay, why is she not here? Okay, whatever. Like, oh, God. Whatever. Yeah, this is one. This is a solo. It's really good. Just like, oh, my gosh. Really good. Of course, it's really good. I say that about every song I play. But, yeah, it's called Love Potion, of course. So, it's in the Valentine's Day theme. Really? You couldn't find it? Oh, that's so annoying. We're going to figure this out. But yeah, this is Love Poison. And we're just going to play it. And you guys are going to listen to Peek. This is, I think, their Armist has 6 members. Don't quote me on that. Kimlip, Hasu. Who else? Is Gohan in this one? Gohan might be in this one. Heejin is in this one. Heejin was in Loose Number. Anyways, this song's really, really good. I really enjoyed all the solo releases from them. And Armist is just a really great group overall. Like, as we know, I'm an OK Crew. And someone mentioned Armist as a favorite group. And I was like, that's tea. Because they're good. I also really like their choreos, like, just saying. I'm not crazy, right? Like, she's in Armist, right? Maybe, like, guys, please. Anyways, yeah, this is going to be Love Push by Hasu. And yeah, let's zoom.
How do we love? 손끝만 대고서
so good. I think her voice is so beautiful. That's just that I never got to submit it. Okay, whatever. Yeah, I think her voice is so beautiful. That's just so good. Yeah, that's all I'd say about that. Like, it's actually Love Poison. I don't know why I was saying potion for like the past like 3 minutes when I was like explaining that before, but like, it's Love poison. okay, I'm trying to... I need to do some math real quick. Okay, we have 30 minutes left in the show. Maybe like 25-ish, actually, because I might leave a little early because I got to head to the gym. But I'm just trying to make sure that I have enough time. Anyways, yeah, so that was Love Poison by Hasul. I think that all the Luna girls, again, like when they really sold stuff, is really good. I really like Can You Entertain by Kim Lip, who's also a member of ArtMiss. Really, really good. Hold on, like Mama, let's research. Like I'm forgetting all the names because I'm terrible. But if this love is over, Savior by Heejin, peak. Pressure by Choeri, Jinsoul, Ring of Chaos, all just so good. Like just so good, so peak, like just unnecessarily peak too. Like, you know, like it's just like that good for no reason. But yeah, that's really that. Now we're gonna transfer into some non-K-pop, some US moments, some English, some English songs. Starting with some Leve, my girl, my close personal friend. Leve. This is from the Her Bewitched EP album. Is this Bewitched album or EP? Let's see. Album, the Bewitched album, from the start. So yeah. Actually, yeah, my close personal friends are actually recording some Leve cover right now. It may or may not be this song. I don't really remember. But yeah, so shout out to my close personal friends Lily and Maddie B. But yeah, let's just hop straight into Leve and let's hear some realness. Thanks for sticking with me so far for Miscellaneous Music Valentine's Day edition. We haven't fallen asleep yet, so that's a win from last week. And yeah, let's freaking do it. Oh, I'm gonna play the wrong song. Oh my god.
Don't you notice how I get quiet when there's no one else around? Me and you and awkward silence. Don't you dare look at me that way. I don't need reminders of how you don't feel the same. Oh, the burning pain listening to you heart bump out some soulmate. She's so perfect, blah blah blah. Oh, how I wish you'll wake up one day. Run to me, confess your love. At least just let me say that when I talk to you, oh Cupid walks right through and shoots an arrow through my heart. And I sound a loon, but don't you fear to confess I loved you from the start. What's a girl to do? Lying on my bed, staring into the blue. Unrequited, terrifying. Love is driving me a bit insane. Have to get this off my chest. I'm telling you today that when I talk to you, a Cupid walks right through and shoots an arrow through my heart. And I sound like a loon, but don't you feel it to confess I loved you from the start. Confess I loved you, just thinking start.
So I was actually in contact with my close personal friend Lily, and that is the song. So I know my friends and I have a really good memory, like Go Me. But yeah, that was From the Start by Leve. I just like her a lot. Like, that's it. Like, I just like her a lot. Like, I think she makes good music. Yeah. Like, I think the song is just really good. Like, the song is just really good, guys. Like, I don't know. No, I think I... Sorry, I didn't mean to yell that. That was so unnecessary. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm looking at the songs we have left right now, and I'm like, we're going down. But I'm also like, interesting. It's an interesting lineup we have coming up. But yeah, actually, I think the first time I ever heard... I'm trying to think of the first Leve song I've ever heard. And it would... Okay, circa 2023 or 2024. And I'm in high school, of course. And I ran our school's talent show way back when. Throwback, high school throwback. And I believe one of my friends sang, not From the Start. There is a, Let You Break My Heart Again, maybe that's what it was. Let You Break My Heart Again, I think my friend sang. And I remember being like, oh, wait, this is tough. And it was Leve. I don't remember what was her first song that I like really, I don't remember what her first song that really popular was, but yeah, I think that was one of my first like personal experiences with Leve. And I was like, this is peak. I'm yawning in the mic. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I was like, this is like high genuinely peak, and I really like it. So yeah. That's a little bit I have to say. This next song is by Los Retros. It's called Amtrak. Like the train. Amtrak like the train. Guys, Amtrak is one of the scariest things I've ever been on in my life. Like, actually, like, throwback to last summer or this summer. Was it this summer? It was this summer. Oh my god. Whoa. Like, where did all the time go? This summer. But, like, last summer. Like, not this summer coming up. I went up to go visit my close personal friend Maddie W. in Seneca Falls. And I was taking the train to was supposed to be Poughkeepsie to meet my close personal friend Ryan, who was driving me up to Seneca Falls. And I was ready to go. I was in the seat, and then we were getting closer, and I was like, okay, like, I'm locked in. And I was like, I literally, like, I'm ready to go. I'm grabbing my bag. I'm like, okay, period, like, let's go. I cannot find the open door. Like, I'm walking up and down these aisles. I didn't see the conductor walk anywhere. I don't know what door is open. I'm literally freaking out because it's taken me really long to find somewhere. And I asked the people, like, around me. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Did you see which door is open? They put me to the door. By the time I get to there, it's closed. And, guys, I literally, like, on some, like, real, like, stuff, like, freak out. Like, I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I just missed my stop. Like, oh, my gosh. Like, I can't believe this. Like, da-da-da-da-da. And one of the conductors, like, sees me standing there, like, freaking out. And I was like, I just messed up. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, my friend is going to pick me up. Blah, blah, blah. And then he was like, you, like, need to relax. Like, he was like, you need to relax. Like, the next stop is, like, 15 minutes away. Like, it's okay. Like, you can just tell your friend to meet you there. And so I had to make my close personal friend, Ryan, drive a little farther. But maybe it was a little better for our trip overall. I actually don't know. Because it was going a little higher north. I don't know where we are. I don't know. but, yeah. So that was an experience, and I'm traumatized from it, and I'm so scared. But we are taking the Amtrak to Boston when me and my friends go see Twice in April. But I'm going to have, like, five different people there with me. So, like, there's no possible way we're going to miss the stop. But I'm just scared, guys. But anyways, so that's my story. But, yeah, this is Amtrak by Los Retros, and let's freaking do it, guys. Thank you. And that's like the greatest song ever. Jeez, I love that song. But yeah, that was, ow. I just hit my leg against this desk. Ow. That was Amtrak by Los Retros. I think this is like the, is this like the only song? Oh, someone to spend time with. Oh, that song is good. Oh, so good. Anyways, I love you, Los Retros. So good. Yeah, that was Amtrak. And then you heard my traumatizing story with Amtrak. And everyone who's listening to Miss Lonnie's music right now has to create a prayer circle to pray that I won't get traumatized on Amtrak again. Because me and Amtrak don't have a very good rapport. We don't have a very good relationship. Like, you know, it's kind of toxic. And so I just, like, don't want to go through that again, you know. But yeah. So we're about we're halfway through. Oh, my goodness. So this next song is Something About Us by Daft Punk. Shout out to my close personal friend Gris, who loves this song to death. And this song I played a lot in like 2020, 2021, but I came back up and I was like, oh yeah, by the way, beak. So yeah, honestly, like, let's just jump right into it. Like, there's no need to sit here and yap about it, so let's just go.
Thank you.
Yeah. So that was Something About Us by Daft Punk. I think I remember the music video for that song. Ow, my elbow. I think I remember the music video for that song very specifically. Unless I'm imagining something, which is also very possible. Like, I am number one false memory haver. But, yeah. It's just really good, Something About Us. Sorry, guys. I'm charting. I'm charting because I'm a good DJ. What? Oh, sorry. I'm flopping. This next song's a classic. I love this song, like, in 2022, maybe. When did this song come out? I don't even know. Hold on. Mama, let's research. It's literally 2 seconds long, but it's so good. I don't know when it came out. Wait, hold on. Mama, let's research. Yeah, it came out in, like, 2020. I was just, yeah, like, 2020, 2022, I was obsessed with this song. I was obsessed with this band for, like, in 2022 because, like, Jealous, Something About You, Romantic Lover. This is some iDress, baby. If you weren't tapped into iDress in 2020, like, you were doing something wrong. Like, for real. But, yeah, this is, the next song is Romantic Lover because those who are romantic and also lovers, but also, like, think about platonic friend. Like, you know, like, let's think about, like, the other side of this, you know? The song is, like, genuinely, like, 2 seconds long. But it's so good, and I really like it. And then, yeah, this is our last song in English. Oh, no, there's one more song in English after this, actually. I lied. But, yeah. Let's just, like, hop right into it. Like, it's a 2 second long song. Like, I'm excited. So, yeah, this is Romantic Lover by iDress. Let's do it. Oh my god. Like, oh, my mic was on that whole time. I didn't realize I didn't even turn it off. I'm so sorry. I don't even know if you could. I hope you didn't hear me. Like, I didn't even know what I was doing. Wait. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh my gosh. Anyways, were you even able to hear the song? I know, like, when the mic is on, like, it doesn't really, like, work. I hope everyone was able to hear the song. Oh, no. Oh, no, I messed up. It's okay. It happens to the best of us. Good DJs keep going. Anyways, if you weren't able to hear that song, that was Romantic Lover by iDress. It was only a minute and 27 seconds long, but it's so good. It's just good. Like, it's just, like, a nice little, like, okay, like, okay, cute. I like iDress. I should get back into iDress. I liked iDress a lot. If you heard TXT trying to, like, slip back in, like, no, you didn't. I don't know what they were doing there. Like, they're just, like, feeding to be back on air, like, I don't know what's happening there, but yeah, this next song, like, we're low genuinely going back in time a bit, back to some K-pop second gen. This is some FX Four Walls. Love is four walls. I just recently got into this song, actually. Like, if you, like, I'm just, like, not tapped into second gen, like, in the slightest, unfortunately. I think they kind of second gen, right? I could just be yapping and lying, but I'm pretty sure they are second gen. And I'm not tapped into second gen at all, but I did recently tap into them because I decided to lock in. And I love this song, and I think it's really good, and it's perfect for our Valentine's Day episode. So let's just hop straight into it, honestly. And I'm going to turn off my mic this time, let's go.
짧은 순간 빛나는 걸 댓글 하나 없이 완벽했던 시작을 넘어 햇살 파란 빛이 파고들어 어지럽힌 걸 Mystery, Mystery
I was actually in the studio with them when they made that, guys. Like, actually. We low-key, like, have 10 minutes left, and we're getting to the end of the line here. So I'm going to get my last few songs in. But this next song, my close personal friend, Lily J. Chan, this one is for you specifically. And I'm not even going to say the name of the song. I'm just going to let it play, and then we'll talk about it after, actually. And let's just, like, run peak, though. Let's just run peak, though. Oh, it's not even playing. Oh, my gosh. Guys, please. Please. Okay.
Let go. Hey. You remember it?
콩깍지 껴버리는 뜨는 yellow
켜준 이 손으로 불 꺼진 내 심장 Tell me, won't you stop me 너를 갖고 싶어졌어
당신이 맘은 다 갖다 퍼줘도 I'm okay. 하루는 천국을 갔다 왔다 갔다 나라 끝까지 날 밀어버려. So dangerous, so 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 dangerous. 날 더 망가뜨려도 난 믿을 수밖에 없게 해줘. Oh, I'm sis, 찾은 캐리. 난 네 옆자리 넌 뭐지? Freak the wind, 네 졌어. 끝까지가 몰라. 넌 날 반쯤 미치게 만들어.
Like peak is peak is peak is peak like peak. I love that song. When I was last home, me and my friends did karaoke, and we did this song, and I was terrible at it personally. I realized I didn't know the verse very well. I only knew the chorus, but I love that song. Been on my Itzy grind recently. Thank you, my close personal friend Lily, and thank you, my close personal friend Michaela. But yeah, this next song is a song that's so personal to me specifically. So yeah, it's 17, of course. You know I have to play 17 song. You know I'm carried over the century. So I'm like, I'm gonna have to play 17 song of at all times. It's gonna be Love. So once again, Valentine's Day theme. Yeah, the song is a unit of the 95 liners, 17, so it means they were 1995, which means that's Joshua, who was at the Super Bowl yesterday, but, like, I can't start talking about that because I'm going to be over time. But Joshua, their leader, Sungjoo, and then Jonghyun, who's my favorite of all time, ever. And this song's really good. So let's just tap in.
내가 찾은 오아시스 목마른 날 너만 마시게 해줘 Oh yeah 까만 하늘에 별빛을 이어 우리 둘의 love light
넌 내게도 난 너에게도 멈출 수 없는 의미가 돼
And so that was easily, oh my gosh, chill on me. So that was once again easily the greatest song ever created ever in the world. But like, that's just like my opinion, I guess. Like, that's just my opinion. I like whatever. But yeah, that was Olive by 17. And that is our second to last song. But I will say my goodbyes. No. Nah, yeah, like, nah, fam, like, I'll say my goodbyes now. Thank you so much for tuning in to Miscellaneous Music. There is still one more song, so don't click off yet, but I am clicking off of the mic, after this. Our next song is our rotation song for this week. So that's exciting. And, yeah, thank you so much for listening to Miscellaneous Music, Valentine's Day edition this week. I have so much fun being back in the studio. I can't wait to be back next Monday with you guys. If you're listening for the first time, welcome. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you come back. If you're listening as a fan of Miscellaneous Music, thank you so much. And I hope you come back. Continue to listen. Yeah, this is DJ Lonnie signing off. Thank you so much. I'll see you next week. And please enjoy this last song, Enfold by Luuma. If it would play. Okay, cool. Let's go.
Just enfold you and everyone in my arms.